Halt, adventurer. Where do you think you're going? No, I'm not down there. Try looking up to the top of this pedestal, right where I belong. There you go. Now, if you wish to collect the treasure, you must successfully answer the riddle of the Sphinx. No, I am not a Sphinx. That much should be obvious. Sphinxes have the bodies of lions and the face of humans. I have the face of a human and the body of a human, but I also have cat ears, a cat tail, and some pretty wicked claws. Well, more fingernails that are pretty sharp, but they could give you a pretty good scratch. Fortunately, I have the sword, which is considerably sharper. But to summarize, I am not a Sphinx. I am a cat girl. My uncle is a Sphinx, though, and he got me this job. Well, one of my jobs, but the other one is a secret. But this one is boring. I just sit around on this pedestal all day and wait for someone to come along so I can ask them some stupid riddles. Then they get them wrong, and I have to kill them. In your case, that would be a shame, since you actually look kind of cute. For a human, at least. But a job's a job, right? So, here's the riddle, human. Are you ready? What walks on four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three legs in the evening? Now, take your time to think it over. This is a very important riddle. Oh, you think you have an answer already? Hit me with it then. Man, that's your answer? That's stupid. How is that the answer to the riddle? Really? A crawling baby in the morning, a man in the afternoon, and an old man with a cane in the evening? That's kind of a stretch, don't you think? I mean, I was pretty specific about this all being in one day. You're overthinking this. You see, the answer was me. In the morning, I'm usually suffering from a big catnip hangover, so I'm crawling all over the place. In the afternoon, I finally feel alive enough to walk around. Then, in the evening, I'm a stripper. That's my secret job. I'm really good at working the pole, which is basically the third leg. See? Simple. That is too a valid answer. Maybe the stripper pole counting as a leg in the evening is a stretch, but so was the cane for the old man. To be fair though, my answer does require that you actually knew I worked as a stripper, which is knowledge you didn't have. My uncle said I have to kill you at this point, but I'm really hating this job. It's boring, unlike my night job. Sure, I get to meet some interesting guys on both jobs, but with this one I have to kill them all. Well, I'm just gonna throw out that first riddle then. If my uncle doesn't like it, he can fire me. Or he can sit on his own damn pedestal all day. But this is the only second chance you get, okay? So, here goes. Listen now, handsome, to my rhyme, and give me the answer in due time. What do us cat girls love the most, and do very well, that's no boast? Standing, lying, or on all fours, outside, inside, behind closed doors, giving to us the greatest pleasure, answer now and win the treasure. So, don't overthink this one like before. It's very simple, really. It's something that cat girls would find fun to do. Something that we can do indoors or outdoors. Standing up or lying on our backs or on our hands and knees. You know this. At least, I hope you do. Sex! Oh, I'm sorry. It's so dry here. I think something got caught in my throat. So, did you have an answer? Sex? Yes, you're so very smart for a human. Now I don't have to kill you. You get my treasure. Which, by the way, is sex. Well, sex and some gold. And pretty rocks. And other stuff. Not anything real nice, like a ball of string or catnip. Or some yummy fish. Take all the useless stuff. Then I'm basically out of a job. Which is a good thing. I'll do the stripper thing full time, because it pays way better. But first, the sex. And maybe after two. I'm not supposed to sleep with the guys at the club, and I've always killed the adventurers who came by during the day, so it's been forever since I got laid. I'll just jump down from up here. Oh, now that I see you up close, you're kind of adorable. Not in the same way that I am, but still, pretty good. All kinds of muscles and stuff under that armor. You might have been a challenge to kill had you failed to answer that last riddle. But that wouldn't have been any fun. Well, maybe a bit of fun. I would have disarmed you, then I would have chased you around and maybe slashed the tendons in one leg so you couldn't get too far. I could have dragged it out for hours if I was bored, which I was. I'm only so incredibly bored at this job. I probably only would have killed you when the end of my shift was coming up, which would have been hours away. Well, I guess it's a good thing we're just going to have sex then, isn't it? Now, let's help you out of that armor, shall we? I could rip it off, but when I do that, body parts and internal organs tend to come along with it. So, I'll be very careful helping you with the fastenings and buckles and all the other stuff holding it on. My fingers are very nimble, so we'll have that off of you in no time. There. Oh, well, hello, beefcake. Hiding all of that under the armor seems like a waste. I mean, just look at me. I have a great body with perky breasts and cute legs, so I barely wear anything. There's not really a dress code here. Sphinxes are normally naked, but a catgirl's got to be a little modest, right? Can't be showing everything you've got, whether it's as a regular catgirl or when I'm working at the club. But do you know the best part of wearing clothes? Don't worry, this isn't a riddle. The best part of wearing clothes is that you get to take them off. So, let me take off these clothes for you. I've got the entire Egyptian scene going on with my outfit, since I'm standing in for Sphinx. You don't even need to tip me or anything for taking my clothes off. Just watch me as I take off this top. It's mainly there, so you can't technically see my breasts, even if it is kind of see-through when you get close. And the nipples tend to poke against the fabric. But it's off now, see? I told you I had the body of a human girl. Of course, you can only confirm the parts that you can see. And so far, you haven't seen my pussy. I feel kind of strange calling it that. Human girls call it that. Feels a bit redundant to call mine a pussy too, but then again, it is cute and furry and warm, and it loves to be petted. So I guess that name is good enough. So, do you want to see it? Of course you do. All men do. And you won the privilege, fair and square. Well, more or less, but we won't quibble over that. I just need to take off this really short skirt, and then these panties. There you go. A pussy. A pussy just as good as what a human girl would have. Even better, really, because it's attached to me. And in a few minutes, it can be firmly attached to you as well. But we need to get the rest of your clothes off, pumpkin. It's like unwrapping a present. I suppose it would go much faster if I didn't feel the urge to rub up against you as I took off the rest of your clothes. I'm just marking you with my scent. It will let any other catgirls know that you're taken, but it will also keep any of the other monsters around here away from you. Call it my gift to you. Well, one of my gifts. I don't think you're minding me rubbing against you anyways. At least, not judging by how hard your cock is. Now, there's another funny word. Cock makes me think of bird, which makes me think it's something to be eaten. And I guess it is, in a way. Or, At least it's something to put in my mouth. Like this. Don't worry, sweetie. I won't bite. At least not this thing. I'll just suck it. And lick it. And stroke it with my hand. Oh, I bet you weren't expecting this when you set out on your adventure. But you seem really glad it's happening. Mind the ears, they're very sensitive, but not my most sensitive part. Not by a long shot. That part is my pussy. My cute little cat girl pussy. I'm rubbing it right now. Even as it's like your cock. It's not easy with these claw-like fingernails. But I usually manage to make it work. I don't even need to make myself come today though. That's what you're here for. Speaking of which, let's get to the part where you claim your treasure. By claiming me. Now, I do like it any way I can get it. Standing. Lying, sitting, whatever. But today I'm in the mood for doing it on my hands and knees, kitty style. I'll get in that position right now, kneeling on the ground in front of you, and bent over nicely for you. With my cute little bottom offered up to you. My tail just sways over my body. Almost hypnotizing you as it moved back and forth in excitement. Now, fall to your knees behind me as if you were going to worship my pussy. Like Agnar worshipped in Egypt. That says my great grandmother actually, so there's a little bit of goddess in me. But what I really want is for there to be a whole lot of man in me. So take that lovely saliva-soaked cock of yours and push it up against my wet pussy. Good. My tail moves faster as my excitement grows, but you're getting so excited too. Not every day that a human gets to screw a cat girl. Especially one as cute as me. Now, grab onto my hips and see if you can make this cat girl purr. Into my cat girl pussy. Oh, you've earned the right and the privilege.
yourself when you do it. It just means you can go faster and faster. This is so much better than having to kill you. I sit on a pedestal all day, but I don't have to do either of those things anymore. I can go back to just being a stripper as my job. It's more a hobby that pays a lot of money and keeps me in catnip and raw fish. But it's a really fun hobby. But so is this. Even if I don't get paid for it, I guess, but it's more fun to be wanted than to be bought. If a man was paying me to put his cock in my pussy, it wouldn't feel as good. Definitely not as good as this. Cat girls don't go into heats like cats do, but you're making it feel like I'm a cat in heat. Now come in. That's another thing you've earned the right to do. I think your seed could make a little cat girl in me. I'd love a little kitten girl on my own to raise and be all maternal to. And then teach her how to strip and other important things. But first, it's very important that you come with me. And very soon. Best day on the job ever. Even if it is my last day. Say, since I am looking for a job, do you maybe want to adventure together? I'm really awesome in a fight, and even more awesome in bed. Elsa, I'd still want to strip at night. But it could be just for you. You could collect more of this stupid gold stuff. And you could use it to buy me useful toys and other things. Which in turn would encourage me to have sex with you more. You're so wonderful. Trust me, you will not regret this. Especially when you're balls deep into this hot little pussy. You go gather your armor and the treasure. And I'll gather my clothes and a wounded bird I was saving for later, and we'll be off. On second thought, I'll just leave the bird. I've got something far more interesting to play with.